Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, New Living Translations. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly, and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard their king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The word of the Lord.
I'm told that in gyms, the busiest month of the year is usually January. That's what my son told me anyway. That people arrive in January, they've taken out a new membership, they've made their New Year resolution, this is the year they get fit or they stay fit. But he also told me that come February, attendance is usually pretty much down to normal. Don't know if that's what happens in every gym, but at least it happened in that one. It's hard for us when we make resolutions to stick to them for long. We so often just go back to the way we've always behaved. So today I want to talk about perseverance. Not perseverance in terms of physical fitness, though that is important, but perseverance in terms of our relationship with the Lord. This desire, this drive that we have that we should know him better. So why should we persevere in our relationship with the Lord? Because, well, as the angel said to Joseph in the Christmas story, because Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. God is here. God is living among us. And Matthew's gospel finishes with Jesus saying to his disciples, "I will be with you to the very end of the age." There shall be no separation between Jesus and his people. And here's the great thing today, that Jesus is with us no matter where we start from. Now, these wise men were wise in what they did, but at one point in the story, they got it spectacularly wrong. They go to the palace of Herod. Now, if they'd known their Bibles, they wouldn't have gone there. If they had a sense of who the king really was, probably they wouldn't have gone there, but they did. And it was a big mistake. It was a costly mistake. So I want to reassure you today, no matter where you're at the moment, maybe you've made mistakes. Maybe they're costly ones. Maybe you think, if only I'd known my Bible better, I wouldn't have done that. Or maybe if I'd known God better, I wouldn't have done that. Jesus is Emmanuel. God is with us. It is well worth persevering in getting to know him. If God has made this incredible step of revealing himself upon the earth, then it is worth our effort of going and taking a look and seeing what he has done. Secondly, it's worth persevering because God is with us in our day-to-day lives. Now, one of the stranger parts of this story of the wise men is that they were astrologers. Now, the Bible does not condone astrology. It does not encourage it. But at this moment, when God is doing something new in the world. He wants these people to know. He wants a sign to the whole world that Jesus comes for everybody. So God goes to these astrologers and he speaks their language. He meets them in their culture. He talks to them in a way that they can understand. Now, you know, some of you who are watching this, you've spent years trying to follow Jesus. Some of us, perhaps, you haven't done that. Perhaps you almost feel that I'm talking a foreign language today. It doesn't matter. Because our God comes alongside people and speaks to them in their day-to-day life. And these wise men made this great decision. They got the sense that God was speaking to them and they acted upon it and they traveled and they kept going until they found. Because there are other stories, even in the Christmas stories, of people being met in their usual setting. For Zechariah in Luke chapter 1, he was a priest. God met him in the temple. But for shepherds, the angels meet them out in the field. What are they doing? They're keeping watch over their flocks by night. And for the wise men, they are in the east. They're a long way from where Jesus is. But God comes and he speaks their language. Why is it worth persevering in our relationship with God? Because God can speak to us in ways that we can understand. He can speak to you in your home today. He can speak to you at work if you have a job, whether that's paid or voluntary. He can speak to you at the supermarket, wherever it is. I'm not saying that spectacular things happen every hour or every day, but I am saying that it's wise to keep alert for these moments when God is speaking, because when he does speak, they are so precious. Third reason to keep persevering, because the Bible is a great book. God spoke to these astrologers through the star in their own language. But for them really to find the Lord Jesus, they needed the guidance of Scripture. They needed the guidance of the Holy Book. Now, brothers and sisters, you know, it's often said, if you want to know Jesus, get to know your Bible. But I want to say it today, that the best way to get to know Jesus is to get to know the Bible. Yes, God speaks in many different ways. For some of us, one of the advantages of lockdown was we spent more time thinking about God's creation and looking at it. And that helped us to know God. Hallelujah, that is fantastic. God speaks our language. But at the end of the day, there comes a point where we need to learn his. And he talks to us about a man called Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem as the king, who lived an amazing life, who died on that cross, who rose again. So, if you want to know to Jesus, how about making 2021 the year in which you do some Bible study? Now, you know, I'm not talking about anything wildly academic or anything like that. Just take time. You've got Matthew's Gospel in front of you here. Read it. See what it's telling you about this amazing man called Jesus Christ. Over the next few Sundays, we're going to look at some bits of the letter to the Hebrews. I love the letter to the Hebrews. It was written for people who were in hard times, but it was written by somebody who really knew Jesus incredibly well and who has amazing knowledge that he wants to pass on to us. Some of us last year did a Bible study on Mark's Gospel. It's still there if you want to start doing it or take it up again. Because as we draw close to this text, we find ourselves being drawn close to Jesus. To the wise man, it was, whoa, wrong place. Not Jerusalem, Bethlehem, go there. And they went, and they found as they went that God was once more speaking their language. And they arrive in Bethlehem. They found the baby. They bow down and they worship. And a final reason to persevere today. Because Jesus is worthy of it. They come and they offer expensive gifts. Gold, frankincense and myrrh. These gifts may have had more significance than that. But the first thing is, they were very costly. Matthew wants us to know that these people bowed down and worshipped. Jesus is worthy of what we give him. There are quite a few places in Matthew's Gospel where people worship. One of them is after Jesus walks on the water. The story goes that there's a big storm. The disciples are scared. They see Jesus walking on the water. Peter walks out towards him. Jesus rescues him when he starts to sink. And when Jesus comes into the boat with the disciples, they worship. They bow down. They say, "Truly, you are the Son of God." That's the place that Matthew wants to take us to, where we realize that this man, Jesus, and yes, he is human and wonderfully so, and the writer to the Hebrews has so much to say about that. But he is beyond our imagining. And then the other time that they bow down and worship him after Jesus rises from the dead, what else do you do when someone is resurrected? Now, Matthew is very honest at the end of his gospel. He tells us not just that they worshipped Jesus, but that some of them doubted. Perhaps if there's a final reason that we should persevere in our relationship with God, it's this, that he knows how to handle our doubts. I guess there's a whole range of confidence in Jesus today for those of us watching this. Some are very confident, some not. But however you are, you can come to him. And I want to encourage you this time, this year, to take time to focus on Jesus, to take time to understand better who he is, and to bow down and to worship. We're going to do that now in a song.